There's an election coming. Have you done your fair share of the work? Can I let you in on a little secret? Some of us were talking the other day, and we're tired of carrying most of the democracy load while the rest of you sit on your bums. What's that you say? You vote? Ha! That's a mere drop in the proverbial ocean of democracy. Have you ever volunteered your time for a candidate? If you don't like any of the candidates, have you encouraged a decent, competent person you do like to run for office? Have you considered running yourself? Have you ever worked the polls? A whole 14-hour shift? Have you ever written a check to a candidate? One that's big enough to help, but not so big that it's an attempt to finance an unpopular agenda? Like, I don't know, federal funding for circus pigeon farmers? Have you talked civilly with your friends and neighbors about the issues? Asked others' opinions, from the political left and right, and told them yours? Have you stuffed envelopes, delivered yard signs, organized a candidate forum or debate? Have you asked local media to do a better job of covering elections, reminded them that the most crucial coverage comes not on election night, but in the months and weeks leading up to it? Yes, yes, everybody's busy. And yes, I'm aware that I'm preaching. But democracy doesn't just happen. Somebody's got to do the work. If you're one of those people who's been doing your chores, pat yourself on the back. Keep it up. If you're one of the people who's been coasting up until now, consider pitching in. But like the third grade teacher who ends the lecture with the, you know who you are, these words aren't for everyone. There are countless Americans whose lives are already bursting at the seams with inescapable poverty or tragedy or both. Those citizens are already doing their fair share. These words are for the other countless Americans, the ones who throw great dinner parties and find the perfect pair of shoes or build model airplanes in the garage or never miss the West Wing. These words are for happy, healthy Americans who benefit the most from democracy and simply give too little back. So if you fit that description, this is for you. Get off your bum and do some work for democracy. There's an election coming, for goodness sake.